Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. North Korea fired four ballistic missiles today, and Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe said three of those missiles landed in Japan's exclusive economic zone. He also said the ballistic missiles fired this time show clearly that North Korea has become a new kind of threat. And South Korean Prime Minister Won Kyo-an said today North Korea's missile tests are, in his words, a grave provocation to the international community. Wong also called for a prompt deployment of a U.S. missile defense system, which he described as a measure to deter Pyongyang's further provocations. Meantime, the U.S. State Department condemned the launches. Pakistan says overnight terrorist attacks from across the Afghan border have killed at least six soldiers, reiterating a call for Kabul to boost security on the Afghan side of the frontier. A splinter faction of the Pakistani Taliban took credit for what it described as a surprise assault. The group claimed the clash only wounded six of its fighters. Pakistan and Afghanistan share a largely porous border, about 2,600 kilometers long, and regularly accuse each other of harboring militants wanted on both sides of the border. U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic Forces say their offensive to retake Raqqa, the Islamic State de facto capital, has resumed after a brief halt. SDF commander says IS fighters lack the ability to attack and to face advancing forces. And U.S.-backed Iraqi forces are pushing toward the center of Mosul to take positions held by the Islamic State. This is VOA News. U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation Director James Comey has asked the Justice Department to dispute President Trump's allegations that former President Barack Obama ordered a wiretap on telephones at Trump Tower in New York City during last year's presidential campaign. Appearing on the ABC News program this week, White House spokesperson Sarah Huckabee Sanders refused to say where President Trump got the information on which he based his allegations.
Look, I think he is going off of information that he's seen that has led him to believe that this is a very real potential. And if it is, this is the greatest overreach and the greatest abuse of power that I think we've ever seen, in a huge attack on democracy itself. And the American people have a right to know if this took place.
Some U.S. lawmakers of both political parties have criticized President Trump's contention that he was wiretapped. President Trump is expected to sign a new executive order on immigration later today after a federal appeals court blocked his earlier order. News reports say Iraq would be no longer a part of the list of Muslim-majority countries affected by a temporary ban on immigration and resettlement of refugees. Mr. Trump's original order, signed on January 27th, covered not only Iraq, but Iran, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, Syria, and Yemen. European Union foreign ministers were joined by EU defense ministers today for the start of the Foreign Affairs Council meeting in Brussels. And as she arrived at the meeting site, EU Foreign Policy Chief Federica Mogherini spoke with reporters about the Council's agenda to make some military planning decisions.
That will allow us to have a more unified, more rational, more efficient approach to the existing training missions, military training missions we have. And I think this is going to be a major step forward. It's not the European Army. I know this is the label it's going around. But it's a more effective way of handling our military work. And this is one of the steps we're going to take in the coming months.
Mogherini also expressed solidarity with Japan and South Korea after North Korea fired those ballistic missiles, with three of them landing, as I mentioned earlier, in Japan's exclusive economic zone. Taiwan President Tsai Ing-wen could be risking a new showdown with Beijing by stepping up military capabilities to protect its holdings in the South China Sea. Meantime, a U.S. supercarrier, which is steaming through the South China Sea, is just one of several high-profile displays of U.S. naval power, as President Trump's administration weighs options on how to reassure allies and also respond to an assertive China.
That's the latest world news from VOA.